Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Thursday, June the 30th, last day of the month of June, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour, 67 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. And you are listening to a very happy person today. Because now, I don't know if you know about this. I didn't know about this till recently. But if you go to McDonald's, at the top of your receipt, there's a survey. Now, you have to do this survey online. There is no phone number. But there's a code, and you type in the code once you take the survey. And the survey only takes about 5-10 minutes. Depends on how quick you are on the internet. And you take that receipt back there, and you get a free drink. So this morning, not only do I have my large Diet Coke, but I didn't have to pay for it. And as I've always said, when it comes to my favorite food or favorite drink, it's free. That's my favorite. So this is a good system I've got worked out here. Now, also the great thing about this is they give you a receipt even when you don't pay for it, showing that you did get a free drink. So I can fill out the survey again and get another free drink. So I really might be getting one over here on McDonald's. God bless them. So that's just a little word for anybody who goes to McDonald's. There is a little survey at the top of your receipt. And if you go online or on your phone or however you want to do that and fill that out, you will get a free pop. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but if you do have the McDonald's app, it's free. If you have a smartphone, if you download the McDonald's app, there's all kinds of great deals on there. But one of the best deals on there is if you order a large drink or a medium drink or a small drink, whatever it is, you get another one for free. And you can use that once every day on the McDonald's app. Now, there are all kinds of other deals on there, too, but I think that's the best one. And I don't know how many people know about that. So you download the McDonald's app for free, and you can get a free pop when you buy a pop. You can only use it once a day, but hey, that's 7 free pops in a week. Or teas or whatever you drink at McDonald's. So it's a good morning here. Last day of the month of June. Can you believe that? That June is almost over and we're going into July? Well, July makes me nervous, to be honest with you. I told you about this earlier, that next Monday... we're going to have a location at the Marion County Fair. Now, here's why I'm nervous. This show next week, every day, is supposed to emanate from the Marion County Fair. But anytime you do a remote, it's always a little tricky because it's hard to know what the signals are like at these places. It's hard to know what things can happen while you're connected, and you can get over there and have all kinds of trouble. So as I'm just fair warning everybody that if you turn on your radios next week and for some reason it's dead air in the morning or a repeat plays, more than likely a repeat would play, it's because we're having issues at the fair. So don't turn away. Stick with us because hopefully we'll get the issues ironed out along the morning, but we'll see how that all goes. I know that the Live at 5 show with no name will be broadcasting from the fair. I think they said 4 to 6 last night. Now, I must have missed that decision process because I know that they're on from 5 to 6, and I did not think Nate was on Wednesdays anymore at 4 o'clock. So, you know, that's beyond me at this point, but we certainly will try to accommodate the best we can. So, and the same goes for that show. If it doesn't get on the air for some reason, we'll work on it. Now, the one thing nice about this is that even if we don't get on the air, more than likely we'll be able to record what we're doing at the fair, so we can always put that in the repeat. So you will get to hear it. It just might be a little later in the day. So there is that upside to it. But live can be tricky, not to say we can't do it, but we'll give it a shot and see how that goes. Yesterday we had Dick Cavett on the show. I appreciated him coming on the show. Got a nice letter last night from his wife Martha and from Dick, and they're just very nice people, and I appreciate them coming on, and I appreciate the complimentary things they had to say about me. And you know, that's when you're living in Marion, Ohio, and you're doing a morning show, and you get a complimentary note from Dick Cavett, who, whether you like him or not, is a legendary talk show host, you feel like you're doing a pretty good job. So I thank Dick Cavett and his wife Martha for making that happen yesterday morning. Did anybody have anything to say in regard to the appearance of Neil Peterson yesterday, the independent candidate for governor? I found that interesting. And I don't know how many people have had him on their shows, but it's interesting that now they're trying to get him off the ballot because he voted in the Republican primary. Now, this happened locally. I'm trying to think who this happened with locally. But I know this did happen. Was it the lady who ran as an independent for mayor a few years ago, that she had voted in a primary, a Democratic primary, I think? I don't remember exactly who it was. I think that was the case. But when you vote in a primary, I guess they consider that a party declaration, so it disqualifies you to run as an independent. Well, that could be the case with Neil Peterson. I find it fascinating that nobody knows who he is, but he's polling 11%. Which is pretty good. Now, I did also find it interesting that he made his announcement that he was running for governor from the pulpit, and he admitted that yesterday. And I also find it interesting that he said on the air that he told his flock, the members of his church, to vote for Donald Trump, which I did not think you were allowed to do if you were a nonprofit. And most churches are nonprofits, 501c3s, but I didn't think it, I mean, no nonprofit that I know of is allowed to do that, not just churches. I think that's an IRS rule. But, you know, and it beckons a question, because I have said over the years that I have been to churches where they do endorse political candidates, and that always kind of stuns me in a way. Not that people who go to church can't have a political opinion, they certainly can, but that they do it from the pulpit is what I don't know about. I find that interesting, because when I go to church, I want to learn things about the Bible, and I want to learn moral lessons and things of that nature, and to hear about politics at church, you know, I don't know. Does anybody have any feeling on that? I don't think it used to be that way. I would hearken to say that years ago, you didn't know who your preacher voted for. You didn't know who your pastor voted for, because they didn't talk about it. It wasn't really all that important. But now, that's changed. Now, I don't know if that's a new wave of preachers and pastors and reverends and fathers coming in. I don't know what that is. But see, here's what you have to figure, I guess, in the end. This is just my point on the whole thing. If you have a congregation, let's say of 100 people, And a lot of churches have congregations bigger than that. But let's say you have a congregation of 100 people. What are the chances that all 100 of those people are voting the same way? I would say very little. So if you're getting up and telling people who to vote for, or telling people who you are voting for, I imagine you're going to alienate some people in your church who don't feel that way. So I found it interesting. Does anybody have an opinion on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Only if Dick Cavett could hear me now, not getting the number right, he'd know what kind of host I really am. Phone lines are open again, 740-751-4038. I did make it, I'm not going to lie to you, I did not make it to the studio yesterday, but Terry Tackett did drop off my mail yesterday, so I now am in possession of the clips that I believe Judy Summers sent to me, and I thank you, Judy, for those clips. I did get the one newspaper clippings, the one on Roe versus Wade, and the all the stories that were run on the whole River Valley graduation speech and all the health inspections of the restaurants here in town. Now, I'll tell you, I don't get the paper, so I appreciate when somebody sends me this stuff, because I don't get the paper, so unless I see it online, and I usually don't print it off, I would not get to see this stuff unless somebody cut it out and sent it to me. So I do appreciate that. I'll tell you, these health inspections, these restaurant inspections, are very interesting. And I'm looking at one right now, and it's kind of funny. Now, I'm not going to get deep into this, but boy, there's a lot of restaurants cited. And some of them, I wouldn't expect. Now, I just pulled a random one out here. And Marion General Coffee Shop has been cited, Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken, Dexter's Market, VFW Post 3313, Menards, Aldi. What else do we have here? Just has an address, 1303 North Main Street. Pop Wiley's, Pleasant Elementary, River Valley Middle School, River Valley High School, Liberty Elementary, Moose Lodge 889, George Washington Elementary, American Legion 884. Now, that must have been the day they were going to the schools. Here's another one. Let's see here. I'm not going to read what it says, but just give you the names. We've got Van Java Hibachi. I didn't even know we had that. 526 West Center. Starbucks. Oh, my goodness gracious. The king of all. Starbucks is in here. Dunkin' Donuts. Subway. All the Subways. My goodness. We've got the Subway on Mount Gilead Road, the Subway on Delaware Avenue, the Subway on Main Street, and I think the one inside of Walmart on Marion Mount Gilead Road. Genova's Pizza. Oh, and another Subway here on Center. Holy mackerel. Kroger on Marion Mount Gilead Road. Family Dollar on Main Street. G-A-A-L. Three Sticks Golf Course out on Gooding Road. The Kroger on Marion Waldo Road. So everybody's getting hit. And again, I'm not going to read what they found because it would take too much time. And people have probably already read that. I don't know if that has an adverse effect on business or not, but they did not used to put that in the newspaper. They would do those inspections, but I don't remember them being in the newspaper like that. Do people like reading those in the newspaper? Does it put you off of the business? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I'll tell you, when you're in the food business, you got to be on your toes. And I don't know how many times you have to be cited before they shut you down. It must be a lot, because I don't see anybody getting shut down because of health violations. So I thank Judy Summers for sending me those clips, and I will read all those clips. I started that last night. Interesting stuff. 740-751-4038. Also want to thank Terry Tackett. He gave me a game here, Family Feud. It's got, I don't know how many cards are in this. Let's see here. Does it say how many cards are in this? I don't know, but we've got a whole lot of new Family Feud stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. I have a theory about those health reports with them restaurants and places.
Yeah, go ahead.
Those people have to find something, no matter how minuscule it is, or somebody's going to look at them and say, you're not doing your job because nobody is perfect.
Well, that's true, but what I find interesting, like for instance, and I just picked up a random one there, that all the subways, and I believe if you count the one in Walmart, we have, what, 5 subways in Marion? All of them were hit.
Yeah, well, like I said, nobody's perfect, so they're going to find something.
That could be. Do you think it has an adverse effect on the business when they publish them in the paper?
No. It doesn't.
So not really a whole lot there.
If they walked into a place and it was bad enough, they'd shut them down right then.
Well, see, I don't know. I don't know. Is it the size of the issue that will make you shut them down, or is it them telling you to fix something and they come back and you haven't fixed it? I don't know how that process works.
But the way I understand it is, it's the size of the issue. If the issue is big enough, yeah, they'll shut you down right now.
What would be a big issue? Because obviously we don't see this very often.
Walking into a place and seeing food somewhere that's actually mildewed or molded.
Well, because I do know that a lot of time bugs are reported, so apparently bugs won't shut you down. And I know food temperature obviously does not shut you down. And dirty dishes, leaving chemicals too close to the food, having things that aren't dated, that doesn't shut you down. So do you actually have to come in and see the food rotting on the plate?
Apparently so, yes.
And I'm not saying they should be. I think they should given a time. I think they should be given a time just to say, hey, fix this problem.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I used to work in a restaurant when I was a kid. Health inspectors would come in and they'd ding them for whatever. And then maybe, I don't know. Week, 2 weeks later, they come back and they say, oh, okay, you got it fixed.
You know, I'm getting a little nervous. We're getting close to the fair, and, I haven't heard anything about my daily Sloppy Joe and diet root beer delivery. You know, I heard it on Monday, but now here we are on Thursday, and it's like radio silence.
Uh-oh.
I know, I'm getting a little worried.
Sloppy Joe. Maybe you're going to have to, maybe Angie will bring you some.
Well, you know what I'm curious about? When I was at the fair before, we used to set up in the Coliseum, but apparently they use that for livestock now. But when we used to set up in the Coliseum, they had back then it was the River Valley Music Boosters used to sell hot dogs and potato chips and cans of pop in the Coliseum. But I don't know if they still do that with none of the vendors being in the Coliseum anymore.
Have to wait and see when you get over there.
I will, because that was always affordable. You know, it wasn't cheap, but it wasn't, fair food expensive.
Yeah, I know. That just kills me how much that food costs. I mean, I understand those people have to pay for the spot, and they have to pay for the electric, and they got to pay, they got to cover that cost before they start counting profit. But, yeah, that stuff is just outrageous.
Well, and I think we've got a good list of guests next week for the show because, as I said, we won't be able to take calls over at the fair. So I think we have a good list. And, of course, we'll have as many people on of the kids, the livestock and the fair kings and queens. And I know a lot of politicians visit the fair. Usually the people running for governor and state office visit at some point during the week. Plus, we've just got some fun people who we normally have on the show who I'll be back in person with. You know, it's interesting timing that next week I'll be able to be kind of around people again. Then the following week, I think I'm good. But so next week will be interesting to be back face-to-face doing interviews.
Yeah. You guys going to have a prize wheel?
Like, well, you know,
radio station needs to have?
I'll tell you what we're going to try to do. Not a wheel, but what we're going to do, because we do have a lot of great giveaways, and I don't know what we're going to accumulate between now and then, but more than likely, what we're going to do is what we have done in the past. It's more of, I don't even know what you would call it, but we have four envelopes that say WWGH. So you got a W.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah, I remember Charlie doing that. I hear sometimes on Charlie's show when I listen to it, he does the envelope drawing.
Yeah. Yeah. And at the fair, that's fun to do, because what we do is we ask you a trivia question, and if you get it right, then you get to draw an envelope. Now, in three of the envelopes, there are prizes. And then one of the envelope, there's a zonk, which is, sorry about your luck. But we'll probably do that. And depending on how many prizes we have, we'll probably do it during my show every day. Now, depending on the day, my show will go longer. Monday and Tuesday, it'll probably just be the regular 8 to 10, but Glenn, I think, will be over there with me. So Wednesday and Thursday, it'll be 8 to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then on Friday, it'll probably be 8 to 1, but again, not being able to take phone calls, I'll have somebody over there with me during that time. So that'll probably be when we do the prize drawings.
Yeah. Well, if I show up over there, give me a softball. Don't throw nothing hard at me.
Well, hey, before I let you go, tell me about, did you hear Neil Peterson yesterday?
Yeah, I did. It was interesting. I don't really understand. He voted in the primary Republican, right?
Yes.
And now he's running as an independent. Did he change his affiliation before he started running?
Well, his timeline.
You can go to the what is it, the voter registration or voters board or something, and change your affiliation?
Well, his timeline that he laid out yesterday, that he'd already filed to run as an independent before the primary, because the primary was in May, and I believe he had said he announced he was running for governor prior to that. And I'm almost sure he would have had to, because I think your petition had to be in before the primary if you were running.
I don't understand what makes the difference, really.
Well, what do you make of him announcing his candidacy from the pulpit?
I don't totally agree with that, but, I mean, do what you're going to do, I guess.
I just thought that was interesting. I'd never heard that before. I mean, we've had preachers run for office before, and there's nothing wrong with that. But to make the announcement and you know, fully say you made it from the pulpit, I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. To me, if a preacher is going to run for a political office, he shouldn't do it while he's conducting services.
Weren't you surprised?
Right.
Were you surprised that he admitted and had no problem admitting, "Hey, listen, I told my group here to vote for Trump."
Yeah, I don't agree with that either.
It was interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 39 minutes past the hour. And by the way, it's not voting for Trump that's the problem. It would be saying vote for anybody from the pulpit. I don't know that that's... I'd have to ask some people who are in that field. We have a couple here at the station, if they would do that. announce from the pulpit that they were running for office or encourage their group to do that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, in almost any restaurant, you know, they can easily find violations to cite you. Especially the busier you get, the less, you can keep up on sanitation and, you know, the correct rules to do things, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I don't think having your name in the paper for a violation is the end of the world. I just think it's interesting that they publish those, because I'm not sure what the... Is it just people want to read them? And does it have any effect on business?
Well, they're hoping that the businesses will... Some businesses will get cited all the time for the same thing. And if they get cited enough, they can take action. But, you know, it's kind of get, you know, I think putting them in the papers kind of get businesses to get up on snuff.
I think it's interesting.
If your temperatures are way hot, you know, they can shut you down. But just, you know, a few degrees off, you know. But when they come back, they want it back down. But when they come back down... You know, your temperatures can be all right, you know, right when you open up, but if your refrigeration equipment doesn't work too well, as you're in and out of those prep tables and coolers, you know, if they can't handle it, if they come in, like, you know, when you open up and, you know, if the cooler's set there for hours of running and, you know, got down to 40 degrees, but... If you're in and out of it, that temperature can go up.
Hey, have you got a chance to use your ramp yet?
No. I got the power chair out of the garage in here. I got to get some batteries for it.
Good. Hey, do you have a phone where you can get the McDonald's app?
No.
Oh, I'll tell you, that is the greatest thing in the world.
I got a computer I want to get running. I'm thinking about talking to Adam and... getting him to, you know, come over here and set it up for me.
You know, I'll tell you something funny. I don't know if Adam's listening out there this morning. I know he listens a lot. But you are the second person in a week who's asked me about having Adam help them with a computer problem.
But he might not want to do it for me, though.
No, he wouldn't.
I called him Windpipe.
No, well, listen... Once you get him in your house, then you got the real problem. It's not so much that he wouldn't come. Once he Adam doesn't take offense to that stuff, but once you be ready to talk that day. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And not get much in. Let's say that. But two people in the last 7 days have asked me if Adam could help them. But the problem is, and I know he gives his phone number during his thing at the top of the hour, his spot, but I think they want to talk to him in the studio, and they never know when he's going to be there, or call during the show, but there are people out there who want his services. You're one of them, and a gentleman I spoke to on Saturday asked me the same question. So, you know, Adam, if you're out there listening, I know you have a phone number, but people here in Marion are listening to this station and want some computer help.
Did you watch Stephen Colbert last night?
No, I didn't. What was he doing last night?
Well, I think it was New York or someplace. This coach, you know, is praying. And he's praying in the locker room with his kids, and, you know, it's kind of forcing his religion onto others, I guess. But Adam probably, you know, he believes in separation church and state. He probably have problem with it, but the court said it was all right for him to do that. But the problem is, there are so many churches, and there's a lot of, you know, look at that Jim, what's his name, you know, over in some country in Africa or something.
Oh, Jim Jordan?
Yeah, and he, you know, poisoned.
Not Jim Jordan. He's our congressman, Jim Jones.
Well, he's just as bad, Jim.
Well, don't want to say that. Oh man.
I don't care much for him either, but there's churches that have snakes in church, and you put your hand in, you know, or play with snakes. When you do, maybe it's right, you know, for the right church, but there's freedom of churches, and there can be some real doozies out there. And then when they start pushing their, you know, values on others, that's when it gets bad.
It's an interesting thing. I would agree with you. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 45 minutes past the hour on this Thursday morning, last day of June 2022. 67 degrees and sunny skies. I'm getting a little nervous about the fair thing. Number one, the reception issue that we could have. And number two, you know, I haven't heard anything back about the Sloppy Joes. We heard about it on Monday, but that was about it. It all died out after that. Also yesterday, when Terry delivered the newspaper clippings and he delivered the Family Feud game here, he also delivered a card from Phyllis and Larry Shirk, great listeners to this station. And, you know, I love the cards that they send. I think that's such a nice thing to do, and I think it's, and I appreciate it quite a bit. But when I was reading this, I appreciated what they had to say in regard to, hopefully, me not coming on and being depressed during this period, which I'm really not. You know, I figure what will be. Tomorrow will come. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott?
Yeah?
You got the envelope?
I did. I enjoy that. I appreciate that.
Well, I was going to send it to you, and I thought, no, when I was out riding, I thought I seen that you had one rail, so I thought, well, I can go up on that porch, because the other time you had to help me, and I can put that in the mailbox, and then I saw your mailbox was right down there.
Yeah, so apparently that's okay to put it in the mailbox. I guess that works.
You're not, my brother he worked at the post office. You're not supposed to put anything in there. And, you know, except the mail that goes and comes out, not anything like that. But I figured if the mailman looked at it, he'd see that, you know, there wasn't any address or anything, he wouldn't take it. So,
well, I think the mail gets checked over there every day, too. So if you put it in there, it probably gets checked that day and they bring it all inside.
Yeah, but you need another rail. You need one maybe in the middle, because I think a lot of your listeners are older. And those stairs, you know, that... sometimes they're kind of wobbly, those rails and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you. Let me tell you this. Here's the thing. When we first moved in there last summer, somebody offered to put a rail on and also a rail out to the road, because there's also a step from the sidewalk up to the yard. And
yeah.
I don't know what happened with that, because I don't own the property, but I know the person talked about doing it, and I don't know what happened with that. I also know that somebody offered to put a sign out front for us. And, again, I don't know what happened with that. You know, I can't give permission to do that because I'm not the owner of the property. But I do know both of those things were offered at one point. And to be honest with you, I don't know what happened with that.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you had one of those handicaps, you know, where the steps are handicapped thing for people to... you know, to go and everything, because stairs anymore, unless there's a banister, I don't kind of want to.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not just older people. You know, there are people who do things at the station who have had mishaps on the porch and on the steps. And for whatever reason, it's unfortunate, but I guess the way it goes.
Yeah, maybe some of those people that do it for the handicap, maybe they'd put one, because you have a lot of, you know, people going in and out, you know. And
well, I know the Y men listen. So if the Y men are out there, and we don't need a ramp, but just a sturdy railing to get up down the stairs.
Yeah, you need something that isn't wobbly or anything, and stuff, but why don't you have the health department on and asking these questions?
Well, I'll tell you, we used to have the health department on, and I'll tell you what used to happen. They would want a regular spot. Now, I'm not saying it would still be that way, but they would come on, And, you know, we would ask all the questions one time. And then the second time they would come on, it was pretty much the same thing, because we already knew what they had to say. So basically, it was kind of a bland interview once you did it once.
Aww.
I know Linda used to have them on quite a bit. Linda, but see, I think the health director changed. And I know she used to have the previous health director on all the time. And then when it changed, when he left, I think, I don't know if she just decided not to do it anymore, but I would call into Linda's show, because Linda used to do it, she did it for years, and maybe that's something she could look into again.
Yeah, because the one thing they have is that PSC Foods or something, I think that is lunch meat-like, and when they don't date that, or there's like, you know, it has expiration dates, and they keep it there, I suppose they use it. Maybe sometimes when you eat out, you don't feel too good afterwards, maybe it's from that stuff, but no, when I see those write-ups, a bunch of them, I wouldn't go near the place.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Well, hey, I thank you for the clippings, and thanks for calling.
And another thing is, you said something about changing the, when you're like an independent and you change to something else.
Right.
I think there was somebody, I don't know if it's Marion, but someplace wanted to do that. And I think there's a law that you have to, it's either a certain length of time or something before you can do that.
It did catch up with somebody here in Marion, and I'm trying to remember who it was. Oh, I know who it was. I just remembered who it was. It was Kathy Swanger, the 6th Ward council person. She ran as an independent 2 years ago, and then because she had voted in the Democratic primary, they would not let her run as an independent again. She had to run as a Democrat. So, you know, apparently that law stands up. So this Peterson from yesterday might be in trouble.
Yeah, because I think most of the churches, I don't know whether it's that Reverend Falwell, I don't think it's Billy Graham, but a lot of those, I don't know if they, because I don't watch them on TV, but I know that, you know, they're very vocal about that, and then there are people in the parish probably, well, I guess if you didn't want to vote that way, you didn't have to, whether they said, you know, like vote, I don't know if they stand up there and say vote for a certain person, but you know, somebody tells you to do something, you don't have to do it, you know, just because.
Well, that's right.
I guess maybe they think it's better for the church, you know, like, maybe more like the Bible way is what I'm trying to say. Their way of thinking is what I'm thinking, and that's why the preacher probably says, you know, we'll go with this one or something, so. But I know they do that, both parties do, so.
Well, honestly, when it comes to church, and I can't say this definitively, but I've never been to a church where the preacher endorsed a Democrat. Now, that probably has a lot to do with the abortion issue and the same-sex marriage issue, because most
Probably more the colored churches, I would say, mostly. And of course they do. They would push it. But no, when I went to church, well, when I was growing up, I just knew there were two parties, and that's all I knew. I knew my dad was a Republican. Mom was really a Democrat, but Dad was harder. I don't know if she got in there and voted like he did or what. We didn't pay any attention, and until, you know, just lately, you didn't pay much attention to it. So.
I know. It's a different world. I don't know anymore.
But if the preacher didn't tell you to do that, you probably know about where he stood anyway. So.
Well, see, I never did. Like, the people here in town, to be honest with you, my guess probably was that they were voting Republican because of the abortion issue. But to be honest with you, like, people, Father Fury here in town, I don't know how he voted. Because he didn't make it an issue.
I don't know how anybody votes, because I don't even know if your husband gets in there, like, you think he might vote Democrat or something, you might get in there and vote Republican.
Well, yeah, but
don't know.
If the preacher's getting up telling you who to vote for, I'm pretty sure we know who he's going to vote
for. Well, that's vocal anymore. I think that's going to be a way of the stuff anymore, you know. And did you read that on that lady, the one that they did that row? And
I did.
It is?
I did.
Yeah, I saw her three daughters on TV. And the one, the oldest one, is it Melissa Mills? She has all the pictures. And the other one, those two look like their mom so much. And the other one, is it Jennifer and Shelley? Shelley and Jennifer, I know, have become, well, friends. And what was it? Shelley almost was going to go see her before she died, and she said no. She said she was going to abort me. Why would I go see her? So she didn't.
It's an unfortunate case, but we'll see
I had him on my far stick. I was kind of watching that and stuff. And yeah, I mean, all this rigmarole and burning and all this stuff about it, it's like, you know, just, I mean, I could never tell anybody to, I just don't tell any, my kids even, don't do this or don't do that one. I think, well, you probably shouldn't do that, but I don't open my mouth and tell them and stuff. And I never like people tell me what to do, so...
Well,
I just don't care. I mean, that's what I said. I don't care. My best friend's a Democrat. That's fine with me. And if she's independent, I could care less, you know. Otherwise, if I didn't like her, she wouldn't be my friend.
That's right.
And something like that's not going to keep me, you know, like if they wear a mega hat, don't serve them or spit on them and all this stuff. It's just totally nonsense. It tells you how nutty people are, I guess.
I think we all could do better to get along. Hey, thanks for calling.
I know, and I can't get over all this rigmarole, over all this stuff. So, okay then, goodbye.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, 55 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Hey, we have a new event to our community calendar here. Saturday, August 13th. Check-in by 11 a.m., bags fly at noon. It's a cornhole tournament. $20 a player, blind draw, double elimination, 75% payout. This will be at the Steve Young Memorial FOP Lodge in Caledonia. For details and registration, call 740-251-7437. Up to 80 players with a 75% payout, live DJ. There'll be a food truck there that day, 50-50 drawing, bake sale. It will go to fund the Christmas in the Village and other community events. So that's the big cornhole tournament coming up in Caledonia, Saturday, August the 13th at 11 a.m. And again, if you have any questions, 740-251-7437. Last year I was the master of ceremonies for Christmas in the Village, and yesterday they asked me if I would do that again, and I said, yes, I'll be there. I read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas last year, and I was the MC when we lit the tree. And it's a fun event over there in Caledonia. She told me the date. It's early December. But it's a fun event. So, you know, this funds that. So get ready for that. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 57 minutes past the hour here on this Thursday morning. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz. I would love to hear from you. Hear what's on your mind out there. 71 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, which is always a good thing. It'll be interesting when we get into this Family Feud card game that Terry dropped off. I don't know how many cards are in this thing, but there are quite a few, and I think they're front and back. Interesting. It's the Platinum Edition. Jumbo card game. Well, thank goodness it's jumbo, because, you know, the eyes start to go at some point. So you want to be able to see what you're reading. 740-751-4038. See, I'm nervous again about the Sloppy Joe, because I feel that she's not listening again this morning. Because when she listens, she shoots a message to me. But since Monday, I haven't heard from her. Maybe there's a lot of busy activity going on at her house. And I always try to respond when people send me a message. So, you know, if you send me a message on Facebook, I do try to respond. So I do appreciate the messages on Facebook, as well as the cards and letters and things that have come in. I try to respond hopefully a timely fashion. 59 minutes past the hour, 71 degrees, sunny skies. We still got a whole nother hour coming up here, so don't turn away. But I had a fun morning yesterday with Neil Peterson and Dick Cavett. Neil Peterson, of course, the independent candidate running for governor of Ohio, polling 11%, but nobody knows who he is. So is that because you don't want to vote for the two main candidates? I don't know. I don't know what that says. Maybe one day we'll find out what that says. And this is a whole nother topic maybe we'll get into at some point. But has anybody seen that Howard Stern now thinks he's going to run for president in 2024? See, you laugh now, but he could win. I'm telling you, anybody could win anymore. Nothing gets past me, so... think about that. Hey, we're going to break. Go get some juice and come back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The Dave of